Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, thank you oh so much for many blessings you've poured upon us all throughout this beautiful day. Now we thank you oh so much for the blessing that you've given us and the opportunity that you've given us to be able to get into your word and doing some more studying. Please be with us now as we do that, as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Continuing our Bible study from A to Z, beginning in the word majesty. And the first place we see the word majesty used is actually in Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 29. And David uses it in a description of the Lord, his majesty being connected with honor and glory and prestige and so forth. As we see here in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, picking up verse 10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee. And thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great, and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee, and praise thy glorious name. And then you can jump on over to 1 Chronicles chapter 29, in verse 23, and we see it being used in the description and the accolades of King Solomon, the one who takes over after David, who Solomon is David's son. As we see here in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 23. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. And all the princes and the mighty men, and all the sons likewise of King David, submitted themselves unto Solomon the king. And the Lord magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. And that's quite a compliment there, and almost to the point of praise of King Solomon and his majesty. Right now we see the word used over in the book of Esther. In Esther chapter 1, picking up in verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus, which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia over 127 provinces, that in those days when the king of Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan, the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants, the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and the princes of the provinces being before him, when he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 84 days. Talking here about the majesty of Ahasuerus. All right, now we go to Job. In Job, in chapter 37, and here we see a reference of terrible majesty, but not terror in a negative way. Terror used in a way to express ominous, to express how awesome. Now these are the words that are recorded of Elihu, the young man that was given a little bit of counsel in that debate, you might say, and the discussion concerning Job and his situation, as Elihu puts it here in Job chapter 37. At this also my heart trembleth and is moved out of his place. Hear attentively the noise of his voice, and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. He directeth it under the whole heaven, and is lightning unto the ends of the earth. Now Elihu here is expressing the power and the awesomeness of God, as he continues. After it, a voice roareth, he thundereth with the voice of his excellency, and he will not stay them when his voice is heard. God thundereth marvelously with his voice. Great things doeth he, which we cannot comprehend. For he saith to the snow, Be thou on the earth, likewise to the small rain, and to the great rain of his strength. He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Then the beasts go into dens and remain in their places. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God frost is given, and the breath of the waters is straitened, straitened being frozen. Also by watering he watereth the thick cloud, he scattereth his bright cloud. And it is turned around about by his counsels, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world in the earth. This is talking about how God is in control of all the weather, not man, as the crazies these days like to claim, as it continues. He causeth it to come, whether for correction, or for his land, or for mercy. Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Dost thou know when God disposed them, and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Dost thou know the balances of the clouds, and wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? How thy garments are warm when he quieteth the earth by the south wind? Hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong, and as a molten looking-glass? Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. Shall it be told him that I speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passeth and cleanseth them. Fair weather cometh out of the north. With God is terrible majesty. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment, and in plenty of justice he will not afflict. Men do therefore fear him. He respecteth not any that are wise of heart. These that are wise of heart are those like speaks of in Romans chapter 1, verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Those that proclaim that the weather is in the control of Mother Nature, the pagan goddess, or those that claim that the weather is controlled by mankind and that man can affect the weather one way or the other. They're not giving God credit for the one who is in control and charge of all of it, including the existence of mankind. He will only allow mankind to do so much, and then he'll stop it. So we are at the mercy of God. And it says there, with God is terrible majesty, awesome power and authority, the majesty, the honor, the glory that is God. All right, now turn on over to Job in chapter 40. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, Gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me.
Wilt thou also disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me, that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God? Or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath, and behold every one that is proud, and abase him. Look on every one that is proud, and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together, and bind their faces in secret. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee. Addressing some misunderstanding or misconception of what people are capable of or in control of or in a position where they can be critical to God or ask God why he is doing this or why he is doing that. Like we have no right to confront God in such a way. Job was wondering and Job was pondering and Job was whining and moaning at this time, and the Lord demanded of him a response concerning that. Job never condemned the Lord. He never turned against the Lord, but Job did moan and groan and whine. And here the Lord's pointing out that he is the one that is in control. God is in control. And if you think you're in control, then do what he was telling him here, where he told him to take on that majesty, to deck himself with that majesty, as we see in verse 10. Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. There are people out there that think they can do that, try to do that, try to get people to do that to them or for them, but they cannot. It is false. All right, now turn to Psalm 21. And here we see a psalm of David with the use of the word honor and majesty. In Psalm 21, the king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips, Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. Because as it said there in verse 5, his glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. Praise the Lord. All right, now go to Psalm 29. In Psalm 29, another psalm of David here, with the use of the word majesty. There is, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness in Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf, and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doeth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king for ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. As he said there in verse 4, the Lord is full of majesty. Another psalm of praise to the Lord, acknowledging his power, his authority, his control, his majesty. All right, now go to Psalm 93. Reads here, the Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lifted up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. And as he first put it right there in the very first verse, the Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. Clothed with majesty. All right, now go to Psalm 96. And here we see another psalm with the use of the word majesty in Psalm 96, picking it up in verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. As he said there in verse 6, honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Giving honor, giving glory, acknowledging the majesty of God. All right, now go to Psalm 104. In Psalm 104, picking it up in verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God. Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. These are psalms of praise and acknowledgement of the majesty of God. As he continues, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep, as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys, and unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he hath planted, where the birds make their nest, as for the stork the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons, the sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey, and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together, and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships, there is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die, and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. And like it started out there, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Honor and majesty. Honor and majesty given to the Lord, praise given to the Lord, acknowledgement given to the Lord, that the Lord is the one that's in control of this planet, in control of the environment, in control of the weather, in control of the existence of animals and the extinction of animals, in control of the existence of mankind. It's in his power, in his hand. He created it, he manipulates it as he sees fit. And we need to honor him and give him the honor and the majesty that is due him. Let's pray. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for being honorable and majestic and being the one in control. And help all of us submit ourselves completely to you, humble ourselves and come to you, and acknowledge you as the one that is truly in control. And help all of us be encouraged to go out and express that to others out there as well. To let them know that you are the one that is in control of everything. You are the supreme being and the one that has true majesty. So we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Thank you all.